as we speak, on your own website, on newstalk.ie, on the Hurls, Evening Hurls website, I have them up here in front of me on the internet, on the Irish Times website, there are ads for head shop products. And I'll give you an example of one. There is a head shop product for sale at the moment via the Irish Times website, advertised as UK's strongest aroma blend. And I think certain...
One thing I'd point out, Councillor, it's Google Ads. It's actually nothing to do with the Newstalk website.
It is Google Ads, yes. And the way Google Ads works is if I click through, which I have just done,
brilliant,
to their website, the Irish Times have now got revenue as a result of this. And I have to tell you straight, I have been trying to make it clear that this has been happening for the last week. Now, I never, ever in my life, in the last 13 years, have ever had a problem getting on the radio or getting in a newspaper about an issue. But strangely enough, when I'm ringing, contacting the media now about a story about the media, they don't seem to be interested. The question needs to be asked, how much is Google making out of legal highs, and how much is the Irish media industry, including yourselves, making out of it?
Yeah, but once again, I have to point out, it is Google Ads, and with Google Ads, it's got nothing... The money goes to Google, like,
I believe the money also goes to... some money goes to the people who are advertising it. And the media were very quick to whip up a storm when the judge, and I repeat, accidentally rented his property to a head shop owner.
Right, yes, now, that was very controversial.
It's a very, very similar analogy, and I'm just wondering what you think about that.